Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it has been yet another busy year for South Carolina agriculture. So we're going to kind of do a little year in review here to talk about the year that was.
Yeah, I think let's warn the listeners that the same way I've done flyovers to assess damages from hurricanes and floods, we're going to just do a quick flyover of the things that we've been doing in the Department of Agriculture and agriculture in general. So let's kick it off.
Let's start with the Plant It Forward program that got started early in the year.
That's right. From the flood of 2015, we put together a private effort through the South Carolina Advocates for Agriculture, raised over $550,000 that we distributed to South Carolina farmers to help them out. And that preceded the big effort that we did called South Carolina Farm Aid, which was a piece of legislation that gave us the responsibility to help farmers as best we could from $40 million that were set aside. So we ended up distributing $35.5 million to 1,244 farmers and did it all in less than 4 months' time. So that was a big part of 2016.
Let's fast forward to the middle of the spring and talk about the Fresh on the Menu Living Wall in Charleston.
Yeah, that was a neat thing to do. This Fresh on the Menu just is sort of a viral program or with all the phone apps that we have. So we used a new app that's out there for people to download the Fresh on the Menu program so that folks visited Charleston, they could learn more about the South Carolina restaurants that support farmers. So Fresh on the Menu is one of our great programs.
Now let's move on to the fall and talk about the South Carolina Farm Aid Program.
Well, we did have that. We were able to wind it up by September so that those dollars could get out there to the farmers. As I've said before, one of the most challenging yet rewarding activities, initiatives we've undertaken in my time at the Department of Agriculture.
And then moving on to the Sun Belt Southeast Ag Expo.
Well, every number of years, South Carolina is the host state, and that was the case this year. So we were there partnering with Clemson and Farm Bureau and others to really highlight to the southeastern region all of the positive things about South Carolina agriculture.
And, of course, 2017 gets underway just in a few days, and I'm sure that it will be action-packed just like the previous year has been.
Well, it will be, and in thinking about that in the years, thinking ahead, as is our job here, we did a very in-depth strategic planning session toward the end of 2016 with key staff people and outsiders to talk about how the Department of Agriculture can better serve South Carolina going forward, the farmers, the consumers. And so we've got a revamped strategic plan that we will focus a lot of our efforts around in 2017.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.